everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June. And Pieper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Pieper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Pieper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Pieper, 580-541-1949.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the eight commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
All right, welcome back. Light to moderate gains held across the livestock market today as traders focused on the firming cash market activity, which helped to draw additional commercial support back to the market. Corn prices were higher today in light trade. December corn futures about 2 cents higher. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones 94 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 15 points. In live cattle, firm gains were seen throughout the complex today, with live cattle futures holding gains of 30 to 50 cents per hundredweight in nearby contracts. The lack of volume throughout the market has limited interest in deferred futures, although the firmer tone of the market has held prices steady to 30 cents higher. Cash cattle activity remains sluggish, with bids at $106 per hundredweight live basis. Dressed bids were seen today at $168 to $170 per hundredweight, which continue to draw buyer support into the complex. In feeder cattle, firm price gains held in all feeder cattle contracts. There continue to be some increased overall support developing from the follow-through buying activity in both live and feeder cattle markets. The overall lack of active cash, though, kept most gains subdued until the end of the session. Grain futures were mixed today as lift from a rally in Asia faded into the start of trading in Europe. Futures mostly held chart supports, which brought in a little more buying to offset hedge pressure from harvest that's been slowed by rain. Corn prices a little higher today after they held the support line drawn off of August and September lows as traders tried to outguess what USDA will say about the crop next week. Soybeans put up modest gains on some follow-through buying. November futures held another test of the August-September support line yesterday and probed resistance at the 25-day moving average. Finally, wheat prices were mixed today with winter wheat contracts steady to a little weaker, but they tried to hold on to support at lines drawn off of August and September lows, while Minneapolis reversed higher to test its 200-day moving average overnight. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.